One, two, three.
Should we try that quicker? Fall down.
Okay. It's day one of rehearsals for the first Hippo on the Moon. Yet another project touched by the hand of David Walliams.
And then when he falls asleep up here, can his head tilt to the side?
He wrote the book about two hippos, Hercules and Sheila, trying to travel into space. And he'll even be making a cameo appearance.
My voice does appear in the show actually as an onboard computer.
The Hercules 9000 is the most reliable computer ever made.
There's a bit of a reference, I think, for the grown-ups to 2001. I'm a version of Hal in the spacecraft that Sheila takes over.
I am here to make your space journey as comfortable as possible.
The story is being brought to life on stage using puppets.
Phenomena.
And David Walliams has fond Phenomena. Memories of his own childhood favourites.
Phenomena.
I liked the Muppets a lot when I was a kid. And also Basil Brush. But like, Basil Brush needs to be back on television.
And I've got an idea for the political quiz.
Yeah, what's that about?
The leaders of the three main parties sit around a table and discuss their policies.
Yeah.
And the viewers have to guess what they're talking about.
I'd really like to work with Basil Brush. Just before he would laugh, he would go... and then he would go boom, boom, but I just thought he was so funny.
For now, though, David Walliams is concentrating on writing children's books. He's produced 9 novels in 9 years, including Mr. Stink.
Mr. Stink stank.
They've sold more than 14 million copies around the world. He's also written 5 picture books and a short story collection.
It's actually rather a big responsibility to think that children are picking up your books. They've got to be good. And then, of course, you've got this audience and you think, well, I've got to write more and more. And I get tweets the day the new book comes out. There'll be someone tweeting me, yes, I've read that one, when's the next one out? But I say, well, it takes longer to write them than read them.
A few years ago, Martin Amis said that he'd have to have a brain injury in order to write a children's book. And I wonder what you made of his comments.
I never actually heard that. But I quite like people who can be that dismissive of it. But I think there's sort of the snobbery about children's books has gone a bit.
Do you see yourself now as a children's writer rather than a comedian?
I feel like I should really give up comedy and just concentrate on children's writing, because it is definitely the thing that gives me the most pleasure and the thing, hopefully, that will have the biggest impact.
Are you serious about giving up comedy?
Well, I will at some point, yes, because I'll be too old. People won't want to look at me on television anymore.
Britain, Britain, Britain. Land of technological achievement. We've had running water for over 10 years.
You made your name in Little Britain alongside Matt Lucas. You haven't appeared together since 2011. Can you see a time when you might work together again?
I'm sure we will at some stage. There's always an interesting thing about reunions, isn't there? Sort of timing it right. If you get it exactly right, like Take That or something, it can become a big thing. But if you do it too soon, it can fall... I was going to say on its arse, but it can... it could not make any impact.
Absolutely tipping it down out there. That's the only reason I came in here alone, without a chaperone. I'm a lady, you see. Please, pay me no heed.
When you look back at Little Britain and some of the sketches in it, and I'm thinking particularly about I'm a Lady, which is about a deluded transvestite, do you think they could be made today?
I think so. I think there's more sensitivity about certain areas, so we might do some things differently. But to me, it's not making any comment about the trans community or anything. It's just so silly. But I don't think there should be any subject that's ever out of bounds, because I think then there's no point having comedy.
For the time being, though, it's back to rehearsals for the first Hippo on the Moon.
When will they build chairs for porcupines? That's what I want to know.
David Walliams says he's looking forward to taking his 3-and-a-half-year-old son to the show when it opens in Eastbourne.
You have a little boy. Does he read your books or read them with you?
We sometimes do my books, but we just have a big shelf of books and I let him choose. And when he doesn't choose one of mine, I'm not offended. But I'm very pleased when he does.